When I got out of high school and college and come by myself, I decided then I'd carry coal and wood all I wanted to carry and try to keep the fire going. That's when we went to use the butane. The first butane tank on this place was after Agnes and I were married, and we put in our house. Long before Daddy put one in his house, he still used coal.
That was a coal burning fireplace in
the front bedroom.
I didn't know that.
Huh? 35. We used diesel oil, not diesel oil, fuel oil. We used heaters. And then we went in butane when Mary was with the baby, that's right. Our oldest daughter. So that's 30 some years ago. And then they would get the butane for 6 to 8 cents a gallon, and they got everybody in the butane business, and they raised it way up yonder. That's just like with us farming now, what's eating the farmer up is our fuel. One of the things is our fuel bill. Now they got all these farms on diesel tractors.
Yeah, my granddad used to get diesel for 6 or 8.
That's right. Yeah. All right, now, we used to never pay over 10 cents for diesel up till about 6 or 8 years ago. Now diesel's over 40 cents. It's four times itself. All right, gasoline, they took us off of gasoline tractors, put us on diesel tractors because gas was 30 cents. All right, now gas is 60 cents. It ain't but 60 cents, and where diesel has jumped four times, gas has jumped only twice. We ought to go back to gas tractors. It'd honestly be cheaper, I believe, to run gasoline tractors than with diesel tractors do. Because you can buy it for about the same thing. It's about 40 cents. It's 40-some cents, and diesel's 40-some cents. And the gas would go further than diesel. And they just got it all messed up. But I tell you what's going to happen, the whole country's going to get hungry. They're going to get hungry fast if they don't go to letting the farmer have a decent living out of this stuff. Now there's a big piece on the front page of the Dallas Morning News yesterday, and where they had talking to a bunch of farmers all over Texas, and they're just farmer after farmer just saying they're quitting, just the land's gonna lay out, they just can't make a living, they're losing money every year. And today's paper told that one stuff in there about the ranches in Texas. And they come see us about that, they talk to us, so we'll be in the Dallas paper today. Yeah, we was out there when he came to the place the other day.
Nice to see you.
Look, I don't want to keep y'all too long. That I don't know. I guess it's the last place on earth they got to. It's the last letter of the Greek alphabet, you know. The Alpha and the Omega, and it's the last letter of the Greek alphabet, and so I guess it's the last place to come to, and somebody named it Omega. Now, I never have heard how it got its name. I don't know.
Now, as to your daddy, you went to college. Did your daddy get that education? He also went to...
My daddy had a college education. He graduated from Christian Brothers College in Memphis, Tennessee. My uncle up yonder, which was in the family at that time, that ended up being a lawyer, he graduated from Tulane. And I went to the University of Notre Dame, and I graduated from up there.
So there was always a kind of tradition in your family going to school?
Oh yeah, we all of us went to school. Like I told you yesterday, I'm about the only person that you know of got all educated tractor drivers, me and my boys. And all my kids have gone to college. They've all finished. Well, that boy right out there, Pat, he graduated from LSU, and the other boy you saw yesterday that's down there in that other car truck, he graduated from LSU.
Yeah.
Then the youngest boy went to Oklahoma State. And then I got two girls that graduated over Louisiana Tech, and three girls that graduated from LSU, and got the baby down at LSU first year this year, freshman.
That's mighty big expense,
isn't it? Ooh, boy, it cost you a fortune. And, well, that young one, she ought to really do good. She graduated from high school with a straight 4-point average out.